if we need brahmacharis, then why doesn't everyone become? First of all, in general, any spiritual culture recognizes that if people are to focus on spiritual life, then there has to be somebody who reminds them of spiritual life. So, most people in the world will be focusing on their material pursuits, and that is natural. The scriptures are not unrealistic in expecting everyone to focus only on spiritual life. But everybody needs some way by which they are reminded about spiritual life, and they are reminded that they should give a priority for spiritual life. So in the Vedic culture, this is arranged in two ways. One way is by the progression of the four ashrams. So in the education, right in the beginning of life, and in the sannyas at the end of life, so brahmachari and sannyas, both are facilities to focus exclusively on spiritual life. So why is that? Because if people in their educational formative years are told spiritual life is the most important, then they will remember that even in the later part of their lives, in grihastha life and vanaprastha life, especially grihastha life, they will remember that. And then they will take to sannyas later on so that they can focus on spiritual life exclusively. So this is one arrangement, is time-wise sequential, that is there in everybody's life. So by this arrangement, everybody gets a taste of spiritual life and gets the education and the experience by which they will focus on it later. They will not get carried away completely by material life. This is one arrangement that is created in the Vedic culture. The second arrangement is that there are some people in society who right from the beginning exclusively focus on spiritual life. So these people become living reminders to the rest of society for the practice of spiritual life. For not just practice, for prioritizing spiritual life within their schedules also. So actually, if we see, the Vedic culture is the only culture in society where there is a social structure for the practice of spiritual life. You know, if for example, in Christianity or Islam, if people have to practice spiritual life, how do they practice? Oh, you just go to, every Sunday you go to church, or every Friday you assemble for namaz, which is good, it is essential. But most of society is structured in its own way, and the structure of society doesn't help people in the practice of spiritual life. But the genius of Vedic culture and Vedic literature is such that people, when they have to practice spiritual life, they need a support system, and a supporting social structure is provided through the system of Varanashram. So the progressive ashrams gives everybody a facility to practice spiritual life, and the exclusive brahmacharis or exclusive sannyasis, those who only do that, so most people will practice brahmacharya and then they go to next ashrams. But other people, so are a small number of people, they will focus only on, exclusively on renounced order of life. So they serve as living reminder for everyone else, even when they are caught in grihastha life. So now, why are these exclusive people who focus exclusively on spiritual life, on brahmacharya, needed? Two reasons. Because some people have that inclination. Some people who have that inclination, who want to focus only on God, to force them into material life will be against their inclination. So at least for themselves, they need that facility. And in general, renounced order can never be forced on anyone. It was never forced, and it is never forced. It cannot be forced, because one's desires will naturally come up, and they will drag one away from spiritual life to material life. But if somebody has that desire and inspiration, they should be given the facility. And that's how they are given the facility, through this system of exclusive renunciation right from the beginning to the end of life. And secondly, because everybody cannot do that, it is natural that everybody will not be able to do it, because everybody may not have that either level of realization or advancement, or just basic inclination. It need not necessarily reflect on one's spiritual advancement. But if they don't have, then they should also be given a facility to practice spiritual life. So they are given brahmachari, then grihastha, and then vanaprastha and sannyas. So in general, how does the renounced order contribute to society? It contributes by acting as examples and teachers. They act as living example that spiritual life is not just a theory. Oh, that you can devote yourself to God, you can give up material pleasures. No, there are living examples of that. And generally, scriptural study requires a lot of attention and effort and time. So in grihastha life, one will not get so much time. So the practical contribution of the renounced order is that they serve as spiritual teachers for society. So just as in any other field of knowledge, teachers will not comprise the total number of people in the society. If we have, for example, engineering or science or English, we do need teachers. But it is not that everybody needs to be a teacher. So that's why there are some people who have the inclination, and for them the facility is provided, and providing them the facility also helps the remaining society by offering examples and teachers for them, through them. Thank you. Is this clear?
Yes, Guruji. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.